98 more lives cut short by COVID-19. It's the biggest daily death toll for Australia so far. A particularly tough day in Queensland, which has reported its highest COVID death toll in a single reporting period. The silver lining of a very dark cloud, COVID-related hospitalisations in New South Wales are plateauing. But health authorities are keeping a close eye on a so-called sub-variant of Omicron, BA2. Here's Bridget Fitzgerald.
It's 2 years to the day since Queensland recorded its first ever case of COVID-19. It's also the state's deadliest day of the pandemic so far. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Tragically, it's my sad duty to report that we have 18 deaths to report of people who've lost their lives.
With at least 98 deaths in the last reporting period, today is also Australia's deadliest day of the pandemic.
This is not an easy task, having to report these deaths, and it's unfortunately part of this global pandemic that we are in.
Alison McMillan is Australia's Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer.
I, as a nurse, know very well the sadness that comes from the loss of a loved one, a friend, and these are not just numbers. They are people, Australians, who many who have gave a great deal to Australia and to create the country we have today. And so my condolences do really sincerely go to all of those who've lost family and friends.
In New South Wales, another 35 people are reported to have died. Premier Dominic Perrottet says hospital admissions have plateaued in the past week and are expected to fall from next week.
It's pleasing to say that we are tracking within capacity and the trend is in a positive trend as well.
New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says that of the more than 200 people who've died in the state in the past week, the overwhelming majority were over the age of 65. Many also had underlying health conditions such as heart disease, asthma, diabetes and cancer.
We want everyone to get boosted, but I particularly want people who have got chronic conditions affecting their neurological systems, their hearts, their lungs, their livers and kidneys, or that are overweight or obese, to get vaccinated, and the elderly to get that booster dose.
The regulatory authority, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has today given provisional approval for 16 and 17-year-olds to get boosted with the Pfizer vaccine. While in another development, Western Australia has announced new close contact and isolation rules that'll come into force when the state reaches high case numbers, though what that number is yet to be determined. It'll follow South Australia in rejecting the national definition of a COVID close contact, choosing a more cautious approach. WA Premier Mark McGowan.
So just to indicate how this differs, if you go and get dinner with a friend at a restaurant where masks are off as you eat and drink, it goes longer than 15 minutes and one person later tests positive for COVID-19, in Western Australia the other person is designated a close contact and must isolate and get tested. In Sydney, they are not required to self-isolate or be tested, meaning they are more likely to continue to spread the virus in their workplace or social circles.
While the Omicron wave is stabilising in most parts of the country, health authorities and experts are monitoring what's known as a sublineage of the Omicron strain.
BA2 is a sub-variant of Omicron that looks as though it's sort of taken off in a couple of countries around the world.
Professor Dominic Dwyer is a medical virologist and director of New South Wales Health Pathology based at Westmead Hospital. The subvariant has been detected in Europe, India and here in Australia, but it's still far too early to know whether BA2 will become a variant in its own right. It's still very much under investigation.
Once we have a better handle on the virus, then doing some studies on whether the vaccines make antibodies to this particular strain, whether there's any differences in terms of the vaccine effectiveness against this strain versus Omicron or Delta or any of the other strains. That's a normal process we follow with new variants. At this stage, as I said, I don't think there's anything to be alarmed about. It's just that we go through this process every time something new pops up.
Is there anything that we've observed about BA.2 in those places that you cited, such as Denmark or India, where we've seen a prevalence of that particular subvariant?
Look, I think it's hard to know. I mean, it's certainly spread quickly in Denmark and appears to be spreading quickly in India, for example. But whether that's spreading faster than the original Omicron, if you'd like, we don't really know.
Importantly, however, Professor Dwyer says there's no evidence to suggest the subvariant causes more severe illness.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.